Well, hello and welcome to the Life Next Winter Emus Special 2007. This was recorded on the 27th of January 2007, which was approaching the end of Winter Emus. Basically, there was myself, Sephron, Mix Wizard, Proen, and the Shamus. And we also had TeamSpeak open for any listeners. Not that we got many, we got tiny. And Proen brought his Wii over, and we basically played the Wii, we mic'd everyone up, and we had a little chat about, mostly about consoles, and also there's some funny stuff as well. The recording totaled about 4 or 5 hours or something like that. This was mostly from the beginning of the show, of the recording. It wasn't actually a show. I do still have like an hour and a half worth of audio, but I really couldn't be bothered to edit it all. So maybe I'll release that at some point when I get bored. I might just release it unedited, but to be honest, everything tailed off after a certain point, after we got some, I think we got something to eat or something like that. Everything began to tail off. It was getting later, and so we just ended up playing the Wii and not really chatting about anything. There's some video. But the video isn't released yet. When I release this, the video won't be out at the same time. I'm working on that. It's 13.3 gigs worth of 1 hour. It's about 1 hour, and it's just mostly nonsense. Mostly Mix Wizard mucking around with his me, which you really have to see to believe. At some point that'll be released. Maybe next year. Yeah. So I hope you enjoy this. Have some fun listening to us larking around with some occasional serious bits. I'd like to obviously thank everyone for coming along that evening. I hope everyone enjoyed themselves. I certainly did. And thank you to Tiny for coming on TeamSpeak. Oh, also, before I forget, the quality is crap. It's recorded off TeamSpeak. And the levels were way out of whack because, thanks to TeamSpeak, generally it sort of buzzes a lot. So sorry about that. So, oh my word. Yeah, according, we reckon that, this is amusing. You should really see this, Tiny, it's quite amusing, but you will eventually, because we'll release the video eventually, okay. Nice. I'm going to start micing everyone up, Tiny, so back in a sec. I wonder where Moonlit is. Oh, they're starting to play tennis, I think.
Look at me!
So we now have Mix playing baseball. I don't know if you want some running commentary, Tiny. Ah, he missed. He sucks.
Oh yeah, we'll get you on it.
That goes flying into the screen. You're going to die. The Wiimote. No, not too much power.
A bit more.
How secure is that strap?
like Proen says, you can't read.
Seth, have a mic.
Huh?
Have a mic.
Oh, thank you, Gerard. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
So, this is the start of the Life in Hex Winter Emus special.
It is, and we have one person listening.
Hello, Tiny.
There's resounding silence from Tiny there.
Tiny's gone shy.
Yeah.
Well, might get fire on later.
We might.
We might get some.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
yeah.
Got
fire
like,
going.
Let's see this.
Yeah, I don't think so. Somehow.
Mix has got 22 balls left.
Oh dear.
More than anyone ever has, I think.
Damn it!
Dude, you suck.
The carpet is moving.
That was a good one.
He's
all caught on camera, by the way.
Yeah, we're catching all of this on camera.
We will probably run out of tape, but... We've got 7 hours of tape.
Have we?
That's what it said.
Is it 7 hours?
That's what it said.
Oh, dear. I didn't know how long those tapes were, so...
Where the hell is the Shamus?
Stop going so violently at it. What do you mean the band's falling off? Dudes! Dude, seriously, do you know how much that cost? And I don't mean the Wii.
What? Developing new Wiimotes. Well, what difference does it make?
It won't come.
Good. You better not.
Yep. Alright. Good.
Yeah, they should have put some sort of like rubber, like rough rubber type grip on the back. On the back.
Just like bowling.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it makes you just miss every one of them on the first try. Your Wii age has to be 80. No! I have mine!
Interesting number.
Yes! It wasn't higher than mine!
What was with the 69 bit at the start?
It fooled you.
Oh, okay.
You can't go again. You're supposed to do one every day to determine your real age. Let Jal have a go.
I've already done it anyway.
Have you? Well, the Wii Fitness.
I haven't done the fitness thing.
You can't do it again. Let Jal do the Wii Fitness.
Yeah, I'll have a go. Mix, you can have the mic. We've got to do the rest of it. Well, fine, don't have a mic.
And here we see Gelada, ready to start his play of his fitness test. Let's do some commentary, shall we?
Dude, it's not a porn show.
I was more thinking of a golfing tournament, but that's not working.
Depends
what we're doing. It depends what we're doing. So if we're doing like tennis, I'll be like, and here comes Gelada with the first serve of the day. But if we're doing baseball, I'll be like, here comes Gelada with the first serve of the day. He's going, oh, his bike's going really fast. Ah, time! Type of thing.
I think Tiny's dead.
Tiny?
No, I'm not.
Are you?
He's dead.
I can't hear him.
Say again?
Say something.
Hello.
Okay, and here's Gelada going to start his Wii Fitness test. Wait, don't forget to change from Mix.
You're at the end. They do it by height. Right at the end.
What did you say, Brian?
Keep going. Right at the end.
Not for Wii games.
And again.
Nine games.
And
bloody
again.
Hell.
Fuck, you must be short. Keep going. Oh, and there you are, right at the end. Told you that.
Mortal Kombat.
By height order.
Nice. I'm going to be looking forward to driving games, like a new Mario Kart game.
That'd be cool.
That's going to be good. SSBB? Excite Truck. I want SSBB! April! Alright, and here's Gelada, batting up the first round of the day.
Are you ready? And watch out for the ball!
One-handed! Two-handed now.
Oh, there it comes again!
Oh, he swung too late.
Oh, and Jal might hit it this time, and... Oh,
and he hits it, and it goes a mighty 20 poor. Metres.
I got in 107. Oh, and watch out!
Oh, he hammers that one.
Oh,
70,
oh,
80,
oh,
86.
I've got 107, dude.
Ah, I missed again.
I keep thinking I'm going to press the home button.
Four!
Oh! 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 Home run!
What's that? One out of how many balls? One out of how many balls, dude? Wah!
40, 50, 60, 70, and 79. Oh! Oh! He could have a home run! Yes, he has a home run!
It's because you're right-handed. Boom! Yeah, at least I hit all my balls.
So he missed all of them, but at least he got two home runs.
Then he didn't miss all of them, did he?
No, but he missed all the ones that weren't home runs.
Then he didn't.
No, I didn't say he missed all of them. I said he missed most of them.
Now he's going to miss them. Are you ready?
And this is Gelada batting up.
Oh, that's out.
Out of bounds.
How's that?
This is the one I've played. Gelada's
taking this very carefully, unlike Mix, who went absolutely insane.
Overhead! Dive! Roll!
Gelada's doing a lot.
Spin on the spot, spin on the spot.
Gelada's doing a lot of backhands.
Yeah. You fucking pansy. What's this?
Are they going out or aren't they?
Are they going out or aren't they?
They're not.
Not obliged to answer that question. Daha! Daha! Daha!
Yeah, Pro and Mix should do some boxing. I want to see Pro absolutely muller a Mix.
Hey, I've never played it.
Did you see that one, Kerr?
Yeah, it did, Kerr. That was cool there by Gelada.
Oh, I saw that.
I forgot I had to do power shots now. I'm serving.
Oh, thank God that you kicked my ass with that. I couldn't win.
How was that? It's tennis, not cricket. Oh, that was shite. Oh, what is that poor little hand move?
Go that way.
That was so out. That was out. I'll have a fruit shoot over it. Oh, come on, hit it with some style. Oh, that was fucking poor.
Over the head! Overhead!
Yeah.
Oh, yes! Undershot. Woo! Oh, no. And Gelada hit a mighty.
Two.
Don't know, didn't tell me.
I can't do bowling.
You can't do bowling, I didn't hit a pin. Yeah, there was only one to fucking hit.
I can't even remember how you...
Oh, that's nice. I'd never played it.
And Gelada owns Mix, maybe, nearly.
He missed.
I know, but he nearly hit. I shouldn't have said anything.
Oh, man, watch out, he's gonna curve!
Yeah, me and Pro versus Gelada and Mix.
On what?
Bowling.
Have you got four controllers?
No, because
I'm quite good.
It's about the only thing you are good at.
What, use my hands?
Okay! Dude, you're shit. Oh!
You were so lucky there.
Fuck, did you get to stage 2?
Pro got stage 10.
I want a rematch.
Hello, Pro.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good stuff. Okay, so we're going to be commentating on a game of tennis by Gelada and Mix Wizard.
And at the moment, player 2 is my sister.
Apparently so.
Do it by high audio gun. You're there. It does it by who was used last.
He's enjoying himself with the looks of it.
Oh, he did. Don't
worry. Yeah, one of them's quite loose.
Yeah, guys, limber up. Best of five!
Okay, you're both controlling your
Wii.
Exactly! What? You want to cramp up while you're playing your Wii. Although there was that guy who did the fitness thing.
Yep.
He did the fitness.
What the fuck?
I'm so glad we caught that on camera. But yes, there was the guy who did a fitness regime using his Wii, and he actually lost weight.
Yeah.
Oh,
11 pounds. 11 pounds. He left 11 pounds.
Yeah, that was on DLTV.
I can't hear you because you guys are making too much noise. What'd you say, Tony?
I said I thought I saw that on DLTV.
Oh, right, yeah. I don't know, I found it on Dig. Well, rather, Pro and found it, and I saw it on Dig as well.
Oh, I hate the fucking...
No, stop blaming the Wii, Mick. Just blame you the fact that you are shit. Well, this game has lasted more than two rounds.
Oh! Oh!
Gelada actually... Gelada hit the post!
I'd be interested if they make a Mario one for the Wii.
Well, a Mario Tennis game.
Yeah. They had this for the N64, didn't they?
Oh, yeah! Mario Tennis on the N64 is brilliant!
Yeah.
I fucking loved it! I mean, I borrowed it off either Jal or you.
No, Jal.
Was it off you?
I never actually got it.
Oh, you never had it. Well, I borrowed it off Jal, and I remember I just played it for hours and hours and hours. I loved it.
Rematch.
So, yeah, I reckon it's great. And it should kind of be like the Wii Sport version.
Yeah.
It should kind of be like the Wii Sports version, but they should also add, like, new things. So, different modes, more characters.
Cool.
Like
yeah, costumes,
exactly. And also, you should have... What am I thinking? You should have different characters with different skill levels.
That'd be cool.
So, like, maybe, like, Mario would be the all-round, and then, like, Wario would be, like, the power guy, but whereas Luigi being, like, more speedy.
That'd be cool. Different equipment for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so you can...
Oh,
that was nice.
I don't know how I did it, but it was fast shot.
So you should be able... You can change the costumes, you can change their equipment, you can change where you play, etc. So, yeah, it'd be really good.
Hopefully Sims could die, bring that in, because they are doing Sims for that, aren't they?
Wii Sims, It would work.
I have seen adverts for it and stuff.
How would it work? Because the online thing would work great.
Yeah.
And the placement of, like, your house and stuff would work, because you could just use your Wii.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it could work quite well, because, I mean, it works with a mouse, on the PC, so... That would work.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool.
I'm interested in, like, fishing and stuff on that.
Well, yeah, like a real fishing game. I mean, you've got Zelda fishing game, obviously, which is brilliant.
Yeah, I love that.
But if you had the, just a game which is just fishing, that'd be quite good.
Yeah.
You could, like, and you could do kind of what we were just saying about how you could have different costumes or different equipment and everything.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Maybe more two actual fishers.
Yeah, because you can maybe multiplayer.
Yeah.
So you could just sit there and fish together. What they should add is VoIP for Wii.
That'd be awesome,
right? Wireless headsets. Yeah. Which are connected to them, but they go to your Wiimote and that send it to the Wii.
Yeah.
So that you're gonna sit there out on the boat drinking a beer, fishing with your mate.
That's what I was expecting Zelda to be like, but it wasn't quite the same.
We were saying, if you weren't listening to us, we reckon. You should get the Wii should have VoIP system,
sort of like Xbox Live.
Yeah,
sort of.
Xbox has it. Xbox Nets 360 has a VoIP system.
Hmm.
So you could just sit there, you know, having a beer, sitting in the boat, casting your rod, you know, and just.
Do I just speak into it, or do I just?
Just talk. It's always recording.
Cool.
Come on, Brian, put your weight behind it, mate. Come on. Yeah, this is poor dude. Hurry up.
Who's that random man in the background?
He's your trainer.
Ah.
You punch him later if you want to.
Sweet. Really good to punch the trainer.
Come on, Brian. Well, it. Oh,
ooh,
nice.
Nice. Did they go out the window?
I don't know. No, they hit the window.
It'd be cool if you could hit it hard enough to put him out of the window.
Just completely smash the window
get
open.
Get a little cutscene, but flying through the window and landed on some traffic.
That would be quite awesome. Okay, and Gelada's now going to give it a go.
I don't know how to do it.
Oh, well, practice makes perfect.
Try again,
yeah, we'll use pro and things, so just go quit and make it, use your own. Yeah, pro at this.
If anyone breaks the screen...
That's a big screen.
That is a big screen. It's also quite expensive.
I have a very poor income, so it took me about 3 years.
Probably more.
Probably more.
It's quite expensive screen.
Well, a rate of 90 quid every 2 weeks. With no expenditure whatsoever, probably.
You're still using Prone?
Oh yeah, I brought
as if you were going to punch? There is one person listening to us, kind of, but he's AFK at the moment.
I'm back.
Oh, hey, Tiny.
Woo!
Say hello to the Shamus, he's just arrived.
Hello.
Hello, Shamus.
Gelada's too small to do this. He's not really hitting it properly. He's a bit twitchy.
Yeah. Itchy!
Hit the trainer!
You can do it later when you're using him as the punch paddle thing.
That's a bit sadistic, isn't it? Using the trainer as a punching bag.
No, he has pads in his hands you have to punch.
Ah, I see.
Dude, you beat four up! Alright, well, Mix is stepping up now and he's going to take on Brian, the World Wrestling Champion!
Have you seen you can get a Wii controller that's like a proper little thingamajig with two little joysticks?
Yeah, he's got one. Don't you?
Oh, yeah, sir. I was talking about that you got one.
Oh, and you'll be pleased to know, we bought Bomberman for you.
Oh, excellent.
What? Yeah, Bomberman 93.
I don't care. It's pretty much all the same, except the one on the 360, which is diabolical, I've heard.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they've changed the cutesy cuddliness for dark and gritty Red Faction 2 kind of style thing.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Hold the microphone close to your face.
It's alright,
you picked it up.
Oh, alright. I'm just stripping.
Oh dear.
No,
apparently. Blah, blah, blah.
The single player mode is appalling because it's 99 levels with no save points and only one life.
So you just have to keep going until you die.
So if you got to level 90, if
do you got what, do a like what like what Seth's doing.
So if you got to level 98
mm-hmm.
and die, you should go back to level 1.
That fucking sucks. Oh!
I don't know what I'm doing.
Bro, it's beating the shit out of him.
How are you leaning to the side, you bastard? Which screen am I?
That would usually help in a battle.
Dude, you're the first one.
Oh dear.
Oh, right in the kisser. This is a bit confusing. You can't really tell what's happening. Red's about to go out. Got one little pie bit left.
One little pie bit.
Come on, Proen.
Oh, down to equal. Oh, blue's gone.
Oh dear.
Why is Mix's dude got massive sunglasses on?
You don't want to know.
Come on, Brian! Brian!
Just hit him. Mix's dude looks like a character out of Parappa the Rapper.
I remember that game, that was a fucking ownage.
I never played it and it looked crap.
So funny.
Game rocked.
See? Tiny nose.
Oh dear.
It's not my game, really.
Oh, it was so funny. It was so brilliant. And it was all Japanese, right? It was just so funny because it was all in, like, it wasn't in Japanese, but it was like a Japanese-style game. It was just insane. Yeah.
What game's this?
Papa the Rapper.
Parappa the Rapper.
Mm.
Little flat dog.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Where everyone's 2D and they're all flimsy.
That is. That,
it was
that,
kind of like.
That's me pretending
to know
what it is.
It was kind of like DDR, pre-DDR.
It's like, yes! Oh, I remember that so well. I remember spending countless hours. That would be what Dazarus would say. He'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, I lived off that game.
Cause
when I was about 2.5.
Because I was amazing like that. Yeah, Daz, shut up. Did you get my text yesterday?
I've never had a text from you ever.
Perhaps I sent it to the wrong number.
Probably.
Oh dear.
In Coffee Hall.
That could be disastrous.
Yes, the FC, yes. That was very nice.
It was so amazing. I didn't have my camera on me. Pissed off.
Aww.
I took a picture on my phone, though.
Yeah.
Weren't very good. But it literally was like Ryosuke's.
Nice.
It was identical.
Did it have Red Suns on the side?
No.
Oh.
Obviously.
I'm
but it even had racing stickers.
Come on, MSN.
Sweet. Saw a repeat performance today in Leighton Buzzard.
What, sorry?
A car I've seen before, but never expect to see ever again.
All right.
Nice blue Lamborghini Diablo.
Wow! Did Mix hear that? He's too busy.
And an Aston Martin DB9.
Yes, I saw one the other day. I took a picture of it. It's on the Life Next Flickr.
Nice.
And we've still got that Lancer Evolution 9 driving around the village.
Cool.
And outside on my street. I saw myself a Nissan 200SX.
Excellent.
And there's an old Lotus XL.
Never heard of that before.
An old Lotus car.
All
right. Like a I think it's a 1970s Lotus car.
Might be a Europa.
No, it's called an XL.
Right.
Mix, why are you crouching?
He's hoping it'll improve.
Yeah. Do a search for Lotus XL by Gelada.
Okay, hang on.
Or is it quite a small one?
Yeah.
Might be an Elan. Elan?
Lotus XL.
That one there? Does that look like it? Not that Seth can see.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. It's like that one.
That one there?
Yeah. It's white.
Why does that look exactly like one of those old Porsches?
Maybe because they copied it.
Yeah.
That's another point. Up the city, right, up by some of the office blocks, there's this old Porsche. I think it's a 922. Maybe, I can't remember.
I don't know.
I don't know my old Porsches very well.
Nor do I. I only really know that the 964 is different to the 911. That's about it.
Well,
countdown.
What do you mean countdown?
24 hours less half an hour for the return of Top Gear.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, glad I've got that recording.
Yeah, I believe Tiny's a huge fan of Top Gear.
Woo, Tiny.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he is.
He's suddenly got a sore throat, Tiny. But like, kind of thing going on.
It's just TeamSpeak quality.
Alright.
I noticed that Tiny is recording a bootleg copy of the show. He's recording on TeamSpeak.
Bad Tiny.
Oh, I thought he said he recorded. I wasn't sure if it would record my voice as well as your guys'.
Oh, don't worry. We just tested a moment ago, and it's recording both us and you fine on Higara at the moment, so no problem. Good. Better just make sure my laptop doesn't start doing anything stupid. So where are our hundreds of adoring fans?
Where's Fire?
Obviously none of them have teams.
Pink Fire. Teabag him.
Teabag? Ah. I've been a renaissance of Halo 2 this week.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot.
Well, not too long until Halo 2's on the real console, the PC.
Technically speaking, a PC isn't a console.
That's a very good point.
But it is its home place, it's where it belongs.
What, Halo? Halo started on the Xbox?
Yeah.
Well, kind of started on the Xbox.
How?
Well,
Halo 1.
Halo was on the PC years before the
Xbox. Long before it, yeah, this is very true.
Was it?
Yeah. It's a bit of a shady thing.
The original Halo was on PC, then they brought out Halo Combat Evolved for the Xbox,
yeah,
then they brought
right.
that out on the PC.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, so it had its claim to fame on the Xbox.
Yeah, yes. that's more like
the
it.
The Xbox made it famous, but it originated on the PC.
It was originally an RTS or something like that.
There we go.
What?
Word from the
that's
Tiny.
That's a bit like football.
It was originally an RTS.
Was it?
So, yeah, on the PC, apparently, according to Tiny.
I knew they were going to make an RTS for it. They were going to make Halo Wars, which is...
They're still making it.
Yeah, it's in production at the moment,
So...
You can see that the cable's very tidy.
Do you know, the story... That little,
yeah, this is
that
your
little thing about Halo's...
Don't worry, I know which mics are which.
Chinese invented it.
Yeah, okay.
British popularised.
Yeah, true.
Fire's not around.
Is it
not on X-Fire or anything?
Is it not?
Nope.
Oh my god.
Fall in the big hole.
Yeah, he probably has. Little boy.
Prowan, go and get your guild members. Well, they should do.
Because
Jordan knows how to spell that.
How to spell what?
Well, I've got my DS with me if we want to try that out at some point.
Oh, right, the Opera Browser.
Yeah.
Ah, so here we have the Shamus with his with Opera on his Nintendo DS, which is pretty sweet. Is that any good?
Yes, right. The keyboard's a bit crap,
mm-hmm.
but the other way of inputting letters is even worse.
Which is
you draw them.
Oh, right, so like gesture recognition type stuff.
Yeah, so like if you put in the amount of times I put in an E and it come up as an N. So that's a bit gay. So here we are with VG Cats. Hit the page. The things that don't work. Things that don't work on it are anything with JavaScript on it. And Flash stuff won't work either. So you can't actually do any games like Miniclip or anything like that.
I mean, that's understandable, really, that Flash... I mean, Flash does work on the Nintendo Wii, which is one of the way people have managed to get, like, media centres and that sort of thing working on their Wii is by using Flash, and so that they can sort of make up basically any program, so long as whatever you can code in Flash, you can get on your Wii, essentially.
Yeah,
You've used it in a at a hotspot, haven't you?
Yeah, I used it at McDonald's.
All right.
Just to check up on word.
Pretty cool.
Loading there, it's come up.
It looks pretty good. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, everything renders quite nice and things load quickly. It doesn't seem to have the same problem as mobiles.
I'd be better off using your mic actually, because your mic's got the compressor on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not limited like the mobile phones are to like my phone will cancel loading a page if it's too big, but this one just keeps going and you can do different views of the page, so you can have the top screen showing the entire page with like a little rectangle like you would on, say, the mini map of a game. You'd have a little have a little square showing where you're looking at, and the bottom screen is for using the stylus to click links and scroll, and it's pretty simple. It's just a web browser. So the interface is substandard. And that's pretty much it. It's nothing to get really excited about.
Stop
doing that. I think it's a bit overpriced, really.
Yeah, how much is it? The same price as
Same price as game, so it's £30.
You see, because when they first announced it, people expected that it would be like a bit cheaper than a whole game, because it's just a utility, if you like.
Yeah, and you have to watch out which one you buy, because there is a different version for the DS Normal and the DS Lite.
All right.
One has a standard GBA size memory pack, and the other one has a shorter one, so it doesn't stick out from the light.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
So if you buy the DS Lite one, you won't be able to plug the memory in, because it won't reach.
That's quite cool.
Ooh. You can put favourites in and...
So, has it got two carts then, or just one?
It's the standard DS card and memory pack in the GBA slot.
Right, so there's actually a separate memory pack as well for the...
It's called Memory Expansion Pack even, but I wasn't aware that there was actually any data storage on the DS.
Well, that's weird, because you can store data on a standard car. I mean, on a standard DS car, I wouldn't see why you'd need a GBA car as well to save data.
Yeah.
I guess it's because the GBA ones can store quite a lot of data. You can get sort of like about 8-10 meg on it or something like that.
Yeah, and aren't DS cards the same size as SD cards?
I'm not sure.
Slightly different.
They might be slightly different.
Yeah. But yeah, you can it's just that's it.
It's pretty cool.
I would give it a 6.
A 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
Simply, I mean, what's
it's useful. I think it will do RSS.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you can like check your feeds and that sort of thing, check Slashdot if you're a complete Slashdot addict and also a Nintendo addict.
Yeah.
Slashdot.
It's just a web browser. It's nothing major. I think the thing that takes it down from an 8 or a 7 is the price.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're paying a full price for something that you're only going to use when you're in a hotspot.
Yeah. Whereas yeah, because you're not really going to use it when you're at home. I mean, to be fair, because you've got your computer or whatever.
Yeah, you're going to take advantage of it on the train or something.
Yeah.
See, now, don't forget that this varies from where you are. In America, a lot of cities are completely Wi-Fi access.
Yes, this is very true.
Look, loads of cities, so almost every city in Canada, every major city in Canada has complete Wi-Fi access for free. So if you're in Canada, this is great. If you're in the UK like us, you know, with not many Wi-Fi spots in cities.
Yeah, you're limited to McDonald's and Little Chef.
Exactly, you're limited to small spots like that that have Wi-Fi access, like McDonald's, for example. So it's not as good over here than it is in America. But that's going to change. I mean, if you look at London and Oxford, Oxford is completely Wi-Fi accessible. So
yeah, so in an area where you've got lots of Wi-Fi, then maybe more useful, but around here where we're out in the sticks, it's not
pretty
really
useless.
Pretty useless, yeah.
Yeah,
but it's cheaper than buying. When you think about it, if you've got a DS, right,
you're in a tutorial mix.
You if you've got a DS and it means that, you know, you're only going to use it on the go, it's cheaper than buying yourself a PDA, right? So it's a cheaper version than buying yourself a PDA so you can connect to GPRS or an expensive phone or something.
Yeah.
And it's got a nice big screen, unlike most phones. It's got two screens, right? And touchscreen, so you can use it. So I can the advantage is a lot. There's a lot of advantages to it. So looking at it from a point of view from the program itself, maybe not so good, because obviously there are problems with it, as you've just been talking about. But looking at it from the fact that it is a web browser on the DS that can work in any Wi-Fi spot, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going now because I'm going to play some Wii Sports.
All right, cool. So when you've got the... There is a DS option pack. That's interesting.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. So they've always planned for this then, that suggests. You know, the fact that it says like there is a DS option pack, I mean, that's quite interesting. Maybe they've got some other ideas that they're going to use for this memory pack thing. Because that interests me. I didn't know that it did that.
You know, there's a thing you can plug in to a GBA slot.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you can plug in an SD slot.
Yes.
And then watch movies and stuff.
Yep. I mean, it's always been the way from, put the strap on, Seth. Seth! Put the strap on. Put the strap on.
That's a very expensive TV you're throwing at.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's a very expensive PC you're underarming at.
And also replacing a Wiimote.
Well, yes. I think you'd be more worried about replacing the TV.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently we're at the end of the tape. That's depressing, isn't it? It's an hour long, yeah. No. I've got some more tapes. But, yeah. Well, we'll, what to do about being at the end of the tape? Good idea! Einstein. Except that it takes an hour and 2 minutes to get it off the tape. Hang on, we're on short play. I might be able to put it on long play. No, funnily enough, doesn't work like that. Want to play some cards?
So has Shamus just beaten your score and he's never played before?
Game of CS?
Yeah, right. I've been doing quite well recently, I've been beating fire.
No.
Oh, yes, and I'm sure the Shamus will play you on Bit Carbon.
Mm-hmm.
He'll probably kick your ass.
I don't play Carbon much. Plus, I haven't got my controller with me.
It's quite good.
You heard it first on Life in Hex?
No, because it didn't come out.
Yeah, I know it didn't. Okay, you didn't hear it first on Life in Hex. You're not doing anything, don't worry. He's not going to do anything.
Booga, booga, booga!
What the hell was that?
What the hell was the a booga, booga, booga? That's what I want to know. Shut up. The microphone there, Drew.
This one's like his headless mic.
Yeah.
And that's another
Doesn't
spare.
I've got one about girls, that'll put him off.
So it's like, what girls?
Who are they?
Well, he does know, he's been in the girls' toilet.
She and I can talk. Seth, explain this comment.
Why can't I talk?
Hey, I have people that come to me. Anime characters do not count.
Not in game.
Testosterone is filling up here.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
Your uncle was your girlfriend earlier.
No, you made that up though, didn't you?
No, you idiot.
Didn't think Mix had a girlfriend.
A couple on the go.
Alright, okay.
I've got a wife, for fuck's sake.
Well, that killed the conversation. Oh, in the gutter. Gutter.
I've been with her for 2 years.
Yep.
It doesn't count as a wife.
She's technically my wife.
No, she isn't. You have to be married to have a wife.
We are married, but in gay.
Ooh, yeah, that doesn't count.
Not, oh dear.
Not in terms of life, no, but in terms of gay, yes it is, because we were married by King Tristan III.
Oh dear, shoot me now.
Yeah, Crone, you're not getting.
Fortunately, whatever he's saying isn't coming out on TeamSpeak. Well, I don't know. Tiny? Tiny's probably listening and getting confused.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, are you there? Have you been listening to everything we've been saying, or are you just, like, switched off?
I think Sephron's committing the social equivalent of slitting his wrists.
I'm just kind of listening and reading stuff.
Seth right, prefers cool. Balls. Oh, fuck, that turned Evidently he does.
You really didn't want to get a strike.
Sephron's officially gay.
Such a shame that wasn't on the video.
So glad you shared the went in the other section of the tent.
DeFay wants to speak with you.
Yeah, DeFay was snuggling up.
We were talking the other night, and I said, "Oh, well, I thought he was saying I might want to speak with you." Several, like, "No, dude, what about Mix?"
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Mix. What about me? I've got my own tent. I've got my own tent. Yeesh.
Reed.
How do you think the Final Fantasy will work on the Wii?
Well, as long as they have nice graphics, yeah.
Right.
And as long as it's, like, advanced graphics as well, and not like the Crystal Chronicles stuff we used to have. Not that that was bad, but just so it was really, it's really nice graphics. Slow down, Joe. It could be really good because, you know, the whole control system will make item management really good.
Yeah.
And it'd make combat system different. Maybe you could have interactive combat for once instead of just a normal turn-based stuff that you have in all Final Fantasy. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe you can have a choice between it or something. I don't know. But I'm sure they can do something well. Cause, I mean, it's Square Enix, for God's sake.
Hopefully the...
Makes you put people off so much. That's not too bad.
Hopefully the style of gameplay is better. I don't really like carrying the crystal around and all that.
Yeah.
And maybe multiplayer. That'd be good.
Well, you've already got multiplayer, haven't you?
Yeah, but it costs a lot of money to get all the... It costs a lot of money to get all the four players all set up.
Yeah, exactly. But don't forget...
I'm not even seeing you!
But don't forget, what about Final Fantasy...
I know what it is.
Final Fantasy 11, 12, 13? The online one.
11.
11.
Yeah.
You know, that's got that as well, which is on the online version of it. It's MMO, so... I've heard it's not too bad, but it's not too good either.
Hmm.
I've heard there's some problems with it, but apparently it's quite addictive. So, be interesting to see if they do it on the Wii.
Yeah.
The Wii does need, because of the Wii's, like, you know, internet connection, it could do really well, and you could maybe, just maybe, if it got popular, I think it would be, because it's a Final Fantasy game, or Unlucky Jam, right? Because it's a Final Fantasy game, every time you're about to do, like, a dungeon,
yeah,
or a certain quest, you could go on the internet and look for people about to do the same quest as you and do it together.
That'd be cool.
So your party members are always changing.
That's so good.
So it could be like it could be kind of like an MMO, but in a single player environment. That reminds me of Phantasy Star Online.
I never actually did get that.
Did you ever play that?
No.
It's in the bunker. It's a shame because it's a really good game. And
I
it's
like the bunker.
What do you do in the bunker?
Let's not go there. Again, you could.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and I really want it to be really, really good, because I really want to play a Final Fantasy game again, because I haven't played one since Final Fantasy IX.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's already out.
PS2.
But haven't got PS2. Might be. But Mike, I've played Dawn of Souls, which is the remake of 1 and 2, which is quite good. I've not played 3 before, or anything else like that. I haven't played 3, 4, 5, or 6 before. I've barely ever played 7. 8's my most played one. Because I love Final Fantasy 8,
yeah,
beyond all belief.
The one I've most played is...
What they failed to do was they didn't do what they always do with the Final Fantasy game, and they made a sequel to it. You don't make sequels to Final Fantasy games. I mean, although I would absolutely love a sequel or something to a Final Fantasy VIII game, because I love Final Fantasy VIII and its characters so much.
Movie.
Final Fantasy VIII movie, yeah. they shouldn't do it, because it's just ruining it. You shouldn't do it. So...
In 12, they've made a new battle system.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they make a new battle system almost every single game, don't they?
Yeah, but it's really, really different.
Really?
Yeah. Sort of. Is it not turn-based? No, it's sort of like, wow. That sort of stuff.
I've seen pictures of it and...
Yeah, it's alright. I can go right back here. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be in front of it.
I've seen pictures of it and... are you playing together, are you? Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's going to be set in the future.
Is it?
Yeah, Final Fantasy XII is going to be set in the future.
Cool.
All 13. One or the other. The one that's coming out on the PS3. I think. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But it looks like it's... Mix!
What?
It wasn't you. It was Jao.
It was Mix.
Who?
Hit the net.
Oh, Mix hit the
I'm
net.
The right.
Oh, okay.
I'm the red.
Well, you Tim?
Oh, you're not playing together?
No.
So you're playing on the same team? It looks like it's going to be in the future.
Cool.
Yeah.
So the PS3, this one?
Yeah, I think so. And it looks all, like, futuristic and cool and everything. So I'm interested in that. The only thing, the one game which I'm looking forward to more than anything, well, I'm not looking forward to since it's not even been announced, is StarCraft, World of StarCraft.
I keep hearing lots of rumours about this.
It's only the only rumours, though, which is pissing annoying, because I want that game. Because, I mean, look
You've
at
been
the...
Waiting for ages,
exactly, and that sounded painful. Look at the popularity of World of Warcraft.
Yeah, 8 million.
Biggest... MMO ever. Bigger than things like EverQuest, the original.
Yeah.
Right. It's the biggest MMO ever, one of the most popular games of all times, I would imagine. Yeah. But if that was so popular, but Warcraft the series was never as popular as StarCraft was,
yeah,
even though it had more installations, because StarCraft was only one game and then one expansion pack, whereas Warcraft was three games.
Yeah. Three games. And the expansion.
And then the expansion packs. StarCraft always had that kind of very elite following. So I reckon if they made World of StarCraft, it would just absolutely kick everything's ass, even more so than WoW did.
Yeah. But is the lore still there, though? Do you think they can get back all the old followers? And
hopefully, because there was a lot to the StarCraft universe, because you had the whole idea of the three factions, the Terrans, the Zerg, and the Protoss.
Hmm.
And there's a lot of history in it, so that's kind of like gets the game going. But it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's an old game. Very StarCraft has been out fucking years. And so maybe... I don't know.
If everyone's put all that time into WoW, I don't think they would go to a different MMO. Well, I wouldn't, but...
They won't do it. I think I can't remember who I said this to. It could have been Gelada. They won't actually make World of StarCraft or anything like that until WoW dies out. Starts dying off a bit. Exactly, because they would. World of StarCraft and World of Warcraft, if they made StarCraft, would rival each other. You get half the people leaving World of Warcraft to play World of StarCraft.
Yeah.
So...
I had to...
It would rival the PS2. It's pointless, because they're making the same amount of money, but they're spending more money on developing a system and everything anyway, so they might as well just use one system, or one game, for example, in the terms of the start this whole World of series.
And the PS2 is still going strong.
Exactly. You've been talking into nothing. This whole time you've been talking into nothing.
I've just been informed I've been talking into a muted mic.
Turn up the other one instead of my one, just turn it off.
This one's now on.
Well, everyone's been getting half a conversation. That's nearly as bad as that time we didn't record our Half-Life 2 review.
What were you talking? Jesus, that's been quite a while.
We've been talking for quite a while.
Console market.
Pick it up, got somewhere.
Well, that killed that, didn't it?
You'll just be very quiet.
Well, the Wii, when they updated on the internet, was it blocked it. They had problems with blocking on the release date.
Really?
Yeah. But they got them out within a few days. They sent them out.
Yeah. Did you hear one of the reasons that the... I think it was a 360 or something got delayed, or wasn't enough of it, because the transporter ship that all the stock was on sank.
Really?
Yeah, it was like just come out of, just going into the Panama Canal, and it got sunk in a storm.
I heard that about PS2s.
PS2s. Yeah, they lost a lot of stock because the ship sank.
That was last Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because last Christmas I was contemplating on getting one, mainly for Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yeah, because that was the time when they got the first price reduction, wasn't it?
Yeah. And so I was going to get one, but couldn't because it was sold out absolutely everywhere because of that. So yeah, I think you're right about that. But what I was going to say was... What was I going to say? I've forgotten now.
You can change the resolution to a bit thin, because that top bit...
You guys actually play in this?
What?
Ah! How did you get to this level?
Because I was already on that bit.
Oh.
And they're going to kill me. But well.
The old say you never actually used to save. Bastards.
Did you ever find the code for this? Yeah. On this version of the game.
Up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right, A, B, A, B.
Yeah.
You can select any level.
Yeah, that was great fun.
I know.
Because I could never get that far normally. So you use it to get to the labyrinth levels.
Yeah, they were fun levels.
I've been to the fourth world and die. I can't give up.
I finished this game quite a lot of times. I mean, I still play it today. Because I've got my Mega Drive still set up at home now, along with like my SNES and my Dreamcast and everything. So, but yeah, I thought what I was going to say about Mix.
That was a bad move, Mix.
The older Sonic games were platform games, Mix.
Ah! on Plock on the VC channel. That'd be awesome.
Plock's amazing.
Buy that in an instant.
I forgot what I was going to say now, actually.
So have I.
Oh, that's the point. Did you hear? So yeah. Did you hear about the container ship that was going to sink and was beached on Devon?
Yes, and then people started nicking stuff from it.
Do you know what people were nicking mainly?
Wasn't it BMW motorbikes?
BMW motorbikes.
How much do you wish you were there?
So much, because I mean,
of course, we're not condoning theft
at all. Well, my mum was saying that. What they did, right, what the police say is, if you find something, right, in anything in general, but in this case, these bikes or whatever.
Yeah.
If you find something, take it to the police and let them inform them about it. And if no one claims it within 28 days, it's yours.
Yeah.
But if you can just go to a beach, where they all were, right, whack in, you know, break into the container they're all in, shove the front wheels on them, because there was no front wheels on them.
Yeah.
Right, nick the keys off it and turn them on.
Yeah.
And drive away, because they would have had a bit of petrol in them so you could move them around.
Not going to concentrate to start to play Bomberman.
All right. We'll stop.
Bomberman?
We'll stop in a minute.
Bomberman!
Why
is there a Pac-Man in Bomberman? Why is Pac-Man playing Bomberman?
Is this one player or two player?
Do you get spike bombs on this?
I've only been to the 7th level.
Spike bombs go straight through walls.
You fool.
I think it would be good time to publicly thank Tiny for coming on to TeamSpeak, for being the only person to come on to TeamSpeak.
Is Fire not on yet?
No.
Thank you, Tiny.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks. See, he owns.
Yeah, Tiny owns. Yeah, Proen says he wants your babies.
Without the aid of medical science.
I don't think that will work.
Probably not.
So yeah, that wraps up the Wintering with Special. I mean, as I say, sorry it, you know, randomly stops As I say, I kind of got bored with editing. I mean, you really should hear it. Most of it is just us randomly talking about the Wii as people are playing, so it really was a lot. And sorry it was released late. I had so much on. I had exams and homework and God knows what else. I've been at work, etc, etc. So, I hope you enjoyed that, and sorry it wasn't a real episode or anything, but, you know, we had fun, and yeah, I'm sure you won't mind. Really do nah. We'll bring you a good episode next time. We'll probably discuss, you know, the Wii special and the stuff that I didn't include in the recording. So, cheers for listening.